More grace, all of you who are here, and thank you for being patient with me. I'm going to be taking time to minister to some of you, so that meaning that I needed to build myself up a little bit in prayer, as I've done earlier today. The Spirit of God has been dealing with me very strongly about prayer in my life personally. On a larger scale, I've always been a man of prayer, because I know the secret to success, the secret to overcoming every situation, the secret to never going under, the secret to always staying at the top is seeking Him. I'm always reminded of a king, special king in the Bible. I don't remember his name. Maybe I could look it up. But the Bible said that as long as he sought the Lord, God made his way to prosper. And pay attention to that in your life. When your seek is low, your prosperity will be low. But when your seek is great, so will your prosperity be great. That's very powerful. That's very powerful. What I just said, that's very, very powerful. I mean, that's very powerful, what I just said. Oh, la la baba, Sunday lebe kolabo shata. That's very powerful. That's very powerful. What I just, I'm sorry, that just really ministered to me. But that was a king in the Bible. And it said, as long as he sought the Lord, God made his way to prosper. Your seek is low, so will your prosperity be low. But when your seek is great, so will your prosperity be great. I want you to hear me. I'm just going to give a 10-minute message, something that I've really kind of touched on a little bit on Tuesday night. And then I just want to flow as the Spirit of God gives me. Now, I have names in front of me on the screen. So if I call your name, the Holy Ghost didn't give me your name. Now, any other information I get, the Holy Ghost gave me. But I reach out to Sister Joy and I say, how do I get into the thing so I can see the people's names of who's calling, so that I can do that? So I try to do that very, try to take my time and seek the Lord. But I'm going to minister prophetically. I want to prophesy tonight. And I hope you have time. Isn't it Friday? I think tomorrow I'll be in Houston, Texas. Anyone who is near Houston, Texas, you should be in service tomorrow. I'll be there at 12 o'clock. We're there from 12 to 2. They're in Houston, Texas. I think one of my daughters in the Lord, Prophetess DuPont, just told me that was Asa. That's right, Asa in the Bible. King Asa, that as long as he sought the Lord, God made his way to prosper. Is that in Chronicles or Kings? It's over there in that Old Testament. But just remember that. But with that being said, I want to minister prophetically to some of you tonight. If you have the time, I pray that you do. Some of you are always in a rush. And you never know if God's going to talk to you. But I feel like prophesying tonight and really flowing in the gift. With that being said, I want to say something that I believe the Spirit of God has really, really, really dealt with my heart on. And again, that scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5, as long as Asa sought the Lord, God made his way to prosper. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5. Study on that. But let me talk to you. Something that I believe the Spirit of God has been dealing with me about, and I got ready to prepare a series on it. And the Lord said, no, don't do that. Just talk to the body of Christ about it, because I'm going to have you to minister something else very soon. God's been really dealing with me about praying in the Holy Ghost. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So that's not what I'm talking about. But God is dealing with me about something that is missing in the body of Christ at large, something that is missing all over the world. Most of us are not getting it. And it's causing most of you to really, 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 really miss the blessing of the Lord. And because you don't do it this way, it's hindering you in your life. I want us to go to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read Colossians chapter 3. And like I said, I'm just going to minister very shortly here. And if you get this, it'll bless you. If not, it's fine. You're going to miss what the Lord is saying. But we'll start at Colossians chapter 3. Let's start at verse 18 so you can walk all the way down. And I want you to see why he said this. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 said, "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives. Don't be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Looked like the same issues that he was having with the church in Ephesians he had with the church at Colossae. All right? Verse 21, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." Now, God's hitting everybody. He hit the wife, he hit the husband, he hit the children, he hit the father. Then he gets the servants. "Obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh." Not just a spiritual master, but a natural master according to the flesh. "Not with eye service as men pleases." Don't do it when they're looking, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Now, then he gets to verse 23. Because he knows that he's going to deal with a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a sister, a brother, who is going to give the excuse of, "What about my father who's provoking me to anger? What about my child who's being disobedient? What about my wife who's not listening? What about my husband who's not loving me properly?" People are always going to have an excuse because the number one weapon of the enemy is self. Remember that. That's one thing that I'm really trying to communicate to the body of Christ. The devil is not God's adversary. He cannot be God's adversary. How do you know that? Because he's your adversary. The devil is not opposite of God. How do you know the devil is not opposite of God? Because creation can never be opposite of Creator. God is Creator. Satan is creation. So there's no way they can be opposites. The devil is your adversary. And the one thing that we must recognize in this last hour, if we're going to get to the place that God has called us to get to, all of us, there's this one man we're going to have to deny. And it's self. And it's so hard because self is exalted. Self loves to be pushed. Self loves to be promoted. Self. We live in a society of self. Come on. Love me. I'm going to do me. I'm going to look out for me. Amen. Amen. You're married, but you're selfish. Come on. You got a whole husband, got a whole wife, got a whole family, but I got to look out for me. Okay? But that's not the attitude that we're supposed to have. But he knew that people were going to come up with excuses. Prophet Khan preached his Bible. He knew that people were going to come up with all these reasons of why they need to protect themselves and why they need to look out for themselves and why they need to make sure no one takes advantage of them. And this eliminates that excuse right here. He said, whatever you do, do it heartily. But who you doing it to? As to the Lord and not unto man. So I'm going to have to get spiritual enough to see God in my wife, God in my husband, God in my children, God in my mama and daddy, God in my master. I have to get mature enough and remove them and see God. And if I eliminate them from the equation and do it as unto the Lord, I know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding what? The good and the evil. Now, why am I doing it heartily unto the Lord? Knowing that of the Lord, and see, here's the problem. The reason you are frustrated, The reason you get mad when you don't feel like you get what you're supposed to get. The reason you get upset when you're not promoted. The reason you get upset when somebody don't see you and somebody's not pushing you. You know why? Because your motive is wrong. Your motive is wrong. And how do I know your motive is wrong? Because you're looking from the reward from the person who you're doing it unto. Well, if I do this for you, you can at least do this for me. Wrong motive. Come on here. Well, I do this. Why don't you do that? Wrong motive. God said, don't do it unto them. Don't love your wife unto her. Don't obey your husband unto him. All right? Don't not provoke your children unto them. Don't obey your masters and listen to your parents. Do it as unto the Lord. God eliminated everybody's excuse for why you don't do something. Everybody. Well, my pastor did this. Well, my husband did this. Well, my wife did this. Well, he did that. So what? Who were you doing it for? Now you need to sit with yourself and ask yourself, what's the motive behind everything that you're doing? I know I'm preaching good, and I don't want you to shout me down because I'm preaching good. I'm going to receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. And look at what it says. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong he has done. There's no respect of person. You don't have to worry about getting people who do you wrong. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be concerned about people who are doing you wrong. God said, I see them. I see that person, that boss who's taking advantage of you. I see that leader who mishandles you. And you have gotten the habit of protecting yourself, defending yourself, looking out for yourself, and wonder why you're in the same place. Because as long as you protect yourself, you're meditating on that. And because you're meditating on that, you're manifesting that. The Lord was showing me something the other day in prayer. He said, things are not set in stone in the spirit. Things are not just set in the spirit. No, you are a creator. You are creating as a man thinketh. You create in the spirit. That's where we are. We are not natural beings. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. You are creating it in the spirit. And what moves it from the spirit into the natural realm is meditation. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you're going to meditate in it when? Day and night. That's what causes it to manifest in your life. Meditation. Working the word and meditating on it, ruminating on it. You know, it's like, somebody said, what really is meditation? Just imagine you getting ready to jump into some water, or you're going to take a jump, and you say, hold on, give me a minute. Let me think on it before I do it. Why? Because you need to see yourself accomplishing it before you do it. Need to see yourself accomplishing it before you do it. I'm going to do it. Just give me a minute. Let me give me some time. Let me get ready to jump. I'm going to jump. But I got to see myself. See, that's how it happens in your life. And the reason you are in the place you're in, because you've not yet saw yourself out of where you are. You are so focused on where you are that you can't even see yourself out of where you are. You are replaying your pain, replaying where you are, replaying your hurt, replaying your disappointment, but the Spirit of God said, you know why you're not being blessed? Because you're not giving unto me. You're giving unto a man. Everything you're doing, it, you are doing it unto me, people. And guess what? People can't reward you like God can. And look at the body of Christ today. We have raised up a generation of musicians. who will not play unless they get paid. You know why? Because it's not unto the Lord. It's unto themselves. It's unto their families. Yes, a workman is worthy of his hire, but the musician got to believe God too. And the preacher's got to believe God too. All of us got to put our faith out there. Now, you know why you don't give? You know why you are not faithful? You know why you are not committed? You know why you don't pray? You know why? Because you are not doing it unto the Lord. You know why you're worried about someone taking advantage of you? Because you're not doing it unto the Lord. Because you cannot be taken advantage of if I'm doing it unto God. Prophet Con, you are preaching, and nobody is saying amen. I'm not getting no amens, no hallelujahs, no thank you, Jesus. Nobody bucking, because I'm wearing your enemy out. Yes, that's why. That's why I'm not going to let nobody use me. How can I be used if I'm doing it unto him? No, we don't believe it. We shout this Bible, and we only use the scriptures in there that are convenient. But nobody wants to do it unto the Lord. That's why you won't serve. That's why you want to be seen. That's why you're waiting. Come on, Prophet Con, preach. You ain't got to get no amen. That's why you don't want to be faithful to your church. I tell them, even in doing people who are doing things in the ministry at the church, you know why you're frustrated about it? I'm volunteering, so ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. I'm not going to take that. Wrong spirit. You're not doing it unto the Lord. You may be volunteering to man, but I'm telling you in the spirit, you are building yourself a check in God. And some of you are wondering why you have nothing to draw from in the spirit, and it's because you don't work. Now, let me show you something. You are saved. I was sharing this with somebody the other day. You are saved, and your salvation is secure. If you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, I don't care what nobody tell you. You're saved. Okay? If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're saved. Can't no devil in hell take it from you. But the life that you are living now as a Christian is not about your salvation. Well, why am I living the life I'm living? I'm glad you asked. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Get your Bible out. Stop listening to me and go work and turn them pages. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Look at what it says. Verse 11. I'm reading the King James Version. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus has already laid the foundation of your salvation. No one can lay. It's laid. It's laid. There's nothing you can do to be more saved. There's nothing you can do to be more holy. Jesus has laid the foundation. He said it is finished. Come on here. That's what he said. It is finished. Verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, so now that the foundation is built, which is Jesus, my salvation is secure. He's in my soul, and he's full in my spirit. Come on here. I got all of God in my spirit. But now that the foundation has been poured, I have to build on it. Stay with me. And I can build gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. Verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it. Because one day your work is going to be revealed by fire. And fire is going to come and reveal the real substance of your work.
look at what verse 14 says. If any man works abide, which he have bit thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But verse 15, and I'm done. If any man works shall be burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself is going to be saved. See, some of you are going to be saved, but you're not going to get any rewards. And the reason you won't get no rewards is because you won't work. You're lazy. God spoke to me and said the new covenant message of grace reveals the heart. That's true. Talking to a dear brother down there in Florida, and he said that, and it hit my spirit. I said, that's true. He said the new covenant message of grace doesn't deal with the action, but it deals with the heart. And that's why you who are on this call, when you came into the revelation of grace and you went buck wow, it shows you what was always in your heart. Remember, Jesus comes in the new covenant and he says to them, you say that if a man commits adultery on his wife, kill him. Jesus says, let me tell you what grace deals with. I'm not dealing with the action. If you look upon her to lust after her, you have already committed adultery where? In your heart. And that's what God wants to allow to take place in your life through the new covenant, not new action. Not new action, but a new nature. And he said, I'll take out that stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. And you begin to work, but you're not working unto your flesh. You are working as unto the Lord. Some of you, you're going to heaven, but when you get there, you're going to be serving everybody. You know why? Because you don't want to work. You don't want to suffer. John the Baptist, there is no prophet born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. That's what the Bible says. But he that is least in the kingdom, John the Baptist has to serve him. Why? Because when it came time to suffer for righteousness' sake, guess what? He began to complain and murmur. That's what he did. When it came time to do the work, his assignment, what was his assignment? I must decrease that he may increase. He didn't want to decrease. When it came time to decrease, he said he didn't want to do that. He didn't know that decreasing meant going to jail. He didn't know that that's what the decrease was a part of. And you listen to me, because some of you are serving in ministry, and you don't know what part of the ministry that God wants you to decrease, but you are so proud and arrogant and so lifted up and doing things as a man. You're complaining about cleaning the bathroom. You're complaining about giving. You're complaining about serving. You're complaining about being at the church 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning when you was in the streets and in the world and you stayed out all night. You drunk all night. You partied all night. You got high all night. Then you want to come in God's house and tell me something, you tired? How dare you do that to God? And I'm not getting no amen, because Prophet Khan is preaching good and tearing your flesh up. You're going to get up. Ooh, that's too long. Ooh, service is too long. You work a job for 8 hours and work it faithfully. But you know why you can do that? Because you see the check that you get after those 40 hours. You see the check, which again speaks to how earthy and carnal you are, because you are more concerned about a natural check than an eternal paycheck. One day there's another life you're going to live. I'm living this life. Why are you living? To live again. I'm living, and I got a question for you. You want to get to heaven and be a maid? No rewards? Not just in this life. No man having give up mother, father, sister, brother, houses, and land will not receive a hundredfold in this life and in the life to come. No man. But look at this generation. We raised a generation of entitlement. It's my understanding. I haven't listened to it yet, but it's my understanding. Bishop Jakes just preached a message on the infectious disease of entitlement. We raise up a generation of people who feel like you owe them something. My husband better love me. My wife better treat me good as I am to her. My children better respect me. God said that's wrong. Come on here. All of that's wrong. Everything you do, you're supposed to do it as unto the Lord. You're working. You're serving. I'm pastoring. How can you keep going when people hurt you? Because I'm not doing it unto them. I'm doing it as unto the Lord. How can you keep on giving? How can you keep on serving? Keep on loving. Keep on blessing them that curse you. Keep on ministering to people who do you wrong. How can I keep? Because I'm doing it unto the Lord. Most of us are not. And there needs to be a mass repentance on this phone. And nobody wants to hear it, but it's the truth anyway. There needs to be a massive repentance on this phone. You know why? Because we are in a generation of people that don't want to serve. Don't want to serve. Some of you need to walk up to your boss at your natural job and say, I'm sorry for my attitude. Some of you need to walk up to your pastor, your leaders, your husband, your wife, your children, and say, forgive me for demanding respect. Come on, Prophet God. You preaching. Forgive me for demanding. You know what? If you don't do it, that's fine. I'm going to continue to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Because that's how you get the blessing. You know why? Because he's going to reward. So I'm not going to change. The reason I can be faithful and committed is because the person who is rewarding me is faithful. I can be faithful to an unfaithful husband. Why? Because the person who's rewarding my faithfulness is faithful. I can be faithful to an unfaithful wife. Why? Because the person who's going to reward my faithfulness is faithful. I can be committed to my pastor. I can be committed to my boss. I can be committed to authority and wherever you put me. Why? Because the person who is going to reward what I'm doing is faithful. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's wonderful. That's a powerful thing. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Can I get some amens? Can I get some thank you, Jesus? Can I get some hallelujah? My God, I want to tell Sister Joy to unmute. It's thousands of y'all on this call. I want to tell her to unmute the phone for 2 seconds just to hear somebody say, hallelujah, you preaching, and you wearing my flesh out. I know you are. Because before the word comes to you, it comes to me. It comes to me. God dealt with me. God dealt with me. Oh, la, la, man, la, la, sia. He dealt with me. What's your motive, Prophet Karn? What's your motive, Pastor? You don't demand honor. They don't want to honor you. That's their loss. A person don't want to honor you. That's their loss. Let them remain in their dishonor. That's their loss. They miss the blessings of honor. Teach honor, but don't demand it. Because if they choose not to honor, let them lose the benefits of honor. But you keep your heart right and do it as unto the Lord. Come on. That's his word. Hits me. It times me. You're going to make a demand. Love don't do that. It's patient. It's kind. It's not puffed up. Love don't make no demands. Y'all, are y'all hearing this word that's being preached to y'all tonight? 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm done because I ain't getting no amens. I'm a minister to you. I know you're ready to hear a word, but you're going to hear this word before you get this prophecy. I'm going to beat your flesh down. Come on, dele be kola la banda la la basia. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Who did no sin? Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Christ is your example, not your mama. Some of y'all love Instagram and TikTok. Thank God for Joyce. Thank God for Prophet Karn. Thank God for Bishop Jakes and Benny Hinn. Thank God for all the great preachers in the world. Thank God for Brian Karn, all of them. I want to make sure I call my name, but I'm not your example. Christ is. Christ is your example. Following his footsteps, what did he do? No sin, no guile was found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, he didn't talk back. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. God said, I don't got to fight back, y'all spitting in my face, beating me up, scandalizing me, destroying my character. Jesus said, I'm not responding to that. He said, I'm going to commit myself to him who judges righteously. God, you see what's going on. Oh, la la mandala mahakia. We don't trust him that he's going to handle it. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Put it in the hands of the Lord. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Stop trying to conspire. Stop trying to come up with a way to cover yourself. Stop trying to be vindictive. Stop trying to be conniving. God said, I'll handle it. Shut your mouth and hold your peace. Y'all listening to me? Because he said, God's going to handle this. But we don't believe that. We don't believe it. That's why we handle it. That's why you got to give somebody a piece of your mind. That's why you got to set the record straight. That's why you sitting up talking about, I'm not going to be nobody's punching bag. I'm not going to be no mat for somebody to walk all over. That's not what Jesus taught. He left you an example to follow in his footsteps. You see, you don't want to do that because you're arrogant, you're proud, and you're full of yourself, and you don't want to deny yourself. You better listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something that's going to help you get blessed. Stop expecting rewards from people. Everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. When you serve in your church, I don't care who is not paying attention to you, who's not watching you, who don't recognize what you're doing. God sees it. When you're faithful to your wife and faithful to your husband and good to your children and good to your parents, don't worry about who mistreats you. Don't worry about who's trying to mishandle you. Do it as unto the Lord. There is no shouting on this phone tonight. You're not doing it as unto him. You got a motive. You got an agenda. How do I know? I can tell it by your response when you don't get the response you want. I call myself being nice, and look at how they treat me. I call myself blessing this person. Look at how they treat me. I don't not do things as unto people. People are fickle. Catherine Kuhlman said, people are fickle. It's the fickleness of human nature. People change. Yes, they do. That's how people are. They love you today and hate you tomorrow. they smile in your face. All that's trying to take your place. OJ say, them backstabbers. That's how people are. So you can't do it unto people. They call them Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Didn't they do that? Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then guess what they said right after that? Crucify him. The same ones who were just singing his praises were saying kill him. In a matter of time, a person's whole opinion of you can change. But guess whose opinion of you will never change? Because he's a righteous judge. He don't judge by the outward appearance. He judges the heart. Thank you, Jesus. God told me that years ago. I work with your intentions. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. He's a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. What's your motive? I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you serving. I'm just using this because this is something that we're doing at KCC. I don't care about you serving at Lambert's if your motive is wrong. I don't care about you serving on the media committee in hospitality. Amen. Hospitality, serving in it. I'm not concerned about that if your motive is not right. I'm not concerned. If I do this, maybe somebody will see me. Maybe somebody will give me credit. Or if I do this and be faithful, wrong motive. The Bible said, not with our service, not as men pleases. He said, don't just do it, but do it heartily. What does heartily mean? With everything that's in you. If you're cleaning, cleaning with everything's in you. If you're serving, serve with everything's in you. Not, no, I'm tired. It's late. That's why I'm faithful. I have to catch a plane in the morning to fly to Houston, Texas. And I'm not doing it grudgingly. I'm doing it heartily as unto the Lord. That if I go to Houston tomorrow and there's five people in there, I preach to five like I'm preaching to 5,000. You know why? Because I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Come on, y'all hear me now. If I put something together and nobody does it, but I obey God, it doesn't matter because he's the one going to pay me. And he's not going to pay me, Billy the Boshai, for my perfection. He's going to pay me for my obedience. For by one man's obedience, we all became righteous. I'm not concerned about your perfection. I'm concerned about your willingness and your obedience. If you be willing and obedient, come on here. What's your motive? Why are you doing what you're doing? Do it as unto the Lord so you can be blessed. When I bless my man of God, I do it as unto the Lord. When I give, I do it as unto the Lord. You know why? Because he's the one going to pay. Y'all listening to me? You're not faithful. You're not, see, you're not committed. Because you are, everything you do got to have a reward attached to it. You won't even give unless there's a reward attached to it. You don't even sow unless a reward is attached to it. Come on. You know, look at us. Got to give incentives for people to obey. Everybody talking about you're late. Are y'all listening to me? How committed are you? I serve unto the Lord. I clean unto the Lord. I cook unto the Lord. I wash unto the Lord. I preach unto the Lord. I worship unto the Lord. Look at some of you sit in church, praise and worship is going on. You just sitting there. How can you get so tired that you got to sit down when you got people in other countries? Come on, y'all. I know y'all don't want to hear this. I know I'm preaching on you. I know you don't want to hear this. You got people in other countries don't even have chairs. Sit up for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And here you are in the household of faith. You'll stand up at a concert but won't stand up in his presence. You will stand and wait in line for hours for something you want, but it'll take a seat in 2 minutes. Won't worship God with everything you got. The Lord told me the other day, but I promise I heard him say it. I was in here in my room worshiping, praising God, and the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, I don't see no sweat. And I didn't really understand what he was saying to me, but what he was telling me is, you do everything else with everything that's in you. If you were playing football, playing basketball, you would play till you sweat. You work out. You do all that till you sweat, but won't worship till you sweat. Won't praise me till you sweat. Prophet Khan, minister under this anointing and don't let the devil stop you. Do it as unto the Lord. This is a rebuke, but it's a sweet one. He loves you so much that he wants to call you to another place. And you can't get there. You know why? Because you won't do it as unto the Lord. But some of you are going back to your jobs, back to your husbands and your wives, going back to your children, your family. And it doesn't matter what they do. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt you when people treat you wrong. That's normal. That's a part of life. But I'm saying to you, you don't supposed to respond based on how they treat you. Yes, you hurt me, but I'm going to forgive you, and I'm forgiving you as unto the Lord. Yes, you may never pay me, but God will. I got some rewards coming. I'm not going to let nobody rob me of my reward. I'm not going to be nobody's waiter in heaven. The devil be damned. I'm not bringing you no water in New Jerusalem. You ain't going to be coming to me, Thomas, can I get a hamburger? The devil is a liar. You better go get your own. I'm not going to be serving. You know why? Because I'm going to pay the price, knowing that it's a privilege to serve him and to live like he commanded us to live. Everything I do, every offering I give is unto the Lord. Every time I pray is unto the Lord. When I wake up and fast and give myself, I was telling the Lord today, I told the Lord, I said in prayer, I said, Lord, I used to pray 8 hours a day. My prayers went down. I still pray a lot of hours, but not 8. And I was just telling him, I said, Lord, don't you for 1 minute think you're not worth it. Don't you for 1 minute believe that you're not deserving of everything I have. Everything I have is here. Everything I have is here. Every breath in my body belongs to him. He's the very source of my strength, the strength of my life. Don't you for 1 minute believe that my drawback has anything to do with what you deserve. Because you're worthy of it all. I pray that this message causes a new level of commitment to come upon you. I pray that this message causes a new level of commitment to come upon you, a new level of dedication to come upon you like never before. I'm sitting up here, Sister Joy would tell you, I just sent her some of the prophecies. Some of you sowed a seed a couple of weeks ago about business, and I have to go seek the Lord and stay before his presence to get insight. And God's telling people what to do, what kind of business to get in. God's telling them in these prophecies. He's telling them. Are you hearing me? But I'm doing that as unto the Lord. Do you know the time it takes that I have to put in to fulfill these obligations and minister to these people? And it's my pleasure. But I'm doing it as unto the Lord. How many times do I serve, don't get a dime? Amen. Minister churches and leave the whole offering. Prophet Khan, why would you do that? Because the person who called me is responsible
to look after me. I have no demands when I minister. No preacher across this country can ever say Prophet Khan has demands. I have no demands when I minister because they didn't call me. So it's not their responsibility to take care of me. He will. Faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. Da male men kele ma. Lila lo baby be Osiah. Maybe God didn't call these people. That's why they have to put demands on the persons. Some God called, some God sent. Some picked up a briefcase and up and went. He called me. Because he called me, he is a rewarder. You didn't read that scripture? Oh, I read it. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Some of you right now, open your mouth. Everybody on this call, some of you need to repent for your attitude. Repent for your attitude when you go into church acting like you're doing God a favor. God said, if you're doing me a favor when you come spend time with me, don't come. If it's a burden for you to get in your word and fellowship with me, don't come. If you exhausted to come hear the word, ooh, I'm too tired. Don't come. He's not interested. Not interested. You serve leaders, but you serve them with the wrong motive. How do I know? Because the minute that leader does something you don't like or agree with, you stop serving. How do I know? But you were doing it unto them. You were not doing it unto the Lord. You're serving a committee. You're part of a tribe. You're part of a ministry. And as long as the ministry is giving you what you want, you're faithful. But the minute something happens you don't agree with, you go AWOL. You know why? Because you wasn't doing it unto the Lord. My serving is not unto a man. Man can't pay me like God can. My giving, my faithfulness, my commitment, my dedication. Wife, serve that man unto the Lord. Husband, love that wife unto the Lord. With everything you got in you. I don't feel appreciated. Do it unto the Lord. I don't feel like they care about me. Do it unto the Lord. I don't feel like they honor me. Do it unto the Lord. He will reward you. I promise you he will. Tala melebosha. Nobody likes this kind of preaching because it kills ego. It makes you die to yourself. And nobody's interested in that in this hour. Nobody wants to die to self. Nobody. I'm getting ready to flow prophetically. Everybody lift those hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to repent right now. Some of you tell God, I'm sorry for my attitude. I'm sorry for my disposition. I sure be coming to church with the wrong attitude. I sure come in there tired and acting like, oh, my God, church is long, looking at my watch. I don't do that at the theme park. I don't do that at the movies. I don't do that. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Lord, don't do me like I do you. Thank you for having mercy. Thank you for sending me a word to call me into check. Ah, malabasha. So tired you won't get up and go to church on Sunday. How dare you? So tired you won't go to the household of faith. You taking breaks. I need a vacation. What if God took a vacation on the release of oxygen? That's how faithful he is. He's so faithful that everything is upheld by the word of his power. Not by the power of his word, but by the word of his power. Everything is upheld by the word of his power, the Bible declares. He's so faithful and he's so committed to you that as the law has declared that it's going to be air, breath. So guess what? Even when you don't serve him, you still get to breathe. Even when you're not committed, you still get to breathe. You get to choose. What kind of God is that? Who is, it's called divine self-effacement. God who gave you a will gives you the chance, the will to choose him. We wouldn't do that. If I were God, I'd make you serve me. Come on here. You know we would.
But here's God, who said the only way love is if you choose to love me, not if I make you love me. Love is not love when forced. Love is love when chosen. That's what only makes worship worship, when I choose to worship him, not when I'm forced to worship him. That's why he didn't make robots. I gave you a will, because worship is only genuine when it's chosen. Lift those hands and pray in the spirit and thank God for this word. Like I say, some of you need to repent. Amen. I'm talking about you need to go right to people. My spirit ain't been right. I have not been serving with the right attitude. I have not been handling you with the right attitude. I've been looking out for me. I've been protecting me. And because I'm protecting me, I'm the one, I've become my own God, and I'm the one responsible for my reward. But I want to commit myself to the righteous judge. Amen. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to challenge 300 people right now. I'm getting ready to flow prophetically. The Spirit of God is talking to me, and I pray that you all have time today, but I don't want to rush. I hope you have time for me to flow. I hope you got time for me to flow. As the Spirit of God gives it to me. But I just want to flow a little bit in God. But I want to challenge 300 people right now on this call. And again, you're doing this as unto the Lord. You're not doing this unto no man. You're doing this as unto the Lord. I want to challenge 300 people to go to $PBCJR and sow a seed right now of $58. Wait before you sow it. Wait before you sow it. This seed is one of the greatest seeds you will ever sow in your life. There are 58 promises, major promises in the scripture. And you're sowing this seed in faith, believing God that because there's been a heart change through this message, that you are going to see a manifestation.